sleepy Sydney suburb of Belmore, a neighbourhood, single-storey, 60s red brick, pitch terracotta roofs, all of that sort of thing. You can imagine the scene. One house, however, one house stands out, not because it is particularly grand, no McMansions here. It is, in fact, deceptively simple. It's small, single-storey. It's a one-bedroom house, modular, and with an 8-star energy rating, very environmentally friendly. It also folds up to fit on the back of a truck. Teresa Tan dropped in for a tour with its architect, Matthew Dynan, to learn more about the prefab movement and why this house is its foldable poster child.
Are you seeing a move away from people building their own houses from scratch and moving more into the prefab modular market?
Yeah, look, prefab is growing. It's definitely something that has been talked about for a number of years and is now really starting to gain some momentum. It is more on the radar of people or on the consciousness of people that are looking to build their own home, whereas, say, maybe 5-10 years ago, the connotations were more something of low quality, of low cost, that one would not want to have or to build because, you know, they're building their own home. They want it to be built on site so it's solid and to their own requirements. But prefab itself has gone through a bit of a change in the way that it produces the quality and the different ways that people can build prefab solutions. So there are a number of companies over the last 10 years that have really worked well to heighten the profile or awareness of prefab. An organisation, Prefab Oz, is championing that cause. So that's something that's really great for Australian prefab homes. When you compare it to Europe or even parts of Asia, where it's more prefab building than there is actual site building. I think in Japan and in parts of Scandinavia, there's, you know, at least 30% prefab. The awareness is quite high, and I guess in a Scandinavian context where the weather is not always favourable to build on site, naturally people have moved to prefabricated solutions. In Australia, not so much yet, but that seems to be changing. And one of the barriers to that in Australia and in the US for that is the length of travel. So it's transporting the homes is where the cost is.
And sustainable design, is that something that has come into the consciousness of buyers more recently?
Definitely. I think sustainability and sustainable design is something that maybe 10, 20 years ago was in the realm of green architects, of a niche market that, you know, people might have seen them as trailblazers, sort of all this sort of thing. But no, at the moment, I think it's becoming more the norm because it's harder for people to not see the benefits in working with the environment, in working with quality products that enable us to live cleaner and greener.
So this is a modular home or a prefabricated home. This came on a truck, one truck, and was built by 2 or 3 people. That's amazing. Can you tell us a bit more about how that process of factory to land to being built by 3 people?
Yes, sure. The difference about the way that Mode Homes builds their homes is that they build in the factory, and all of the home frame, the floors, the walls, and the roofs are fully constructed within the factory and the bathrooms and kitchens as well. And with a series of hinges and pin joints, this is going to start to sound a bit far-fetched, but it's really quite simple. The basic way to look at it is we have a core, which is a primary frame, and from that core, we have elements that fold out when we get to site. So that core will have floor panels that when we're transporting are vertical, and then when we get to site, we fold those down to be horizontal. And the roof panels, there are one panel on each side of the core, they fold up, and the wall panels fold out from the corner posts of the core. So the basic idea is that we fully complete the homes in our factory in Blacktown, then we fold them up and we put them on trucks, and they're under 3.5 meters wide. This allows us to deliver them cost effectively because we don't require pilot vehicles or police escorts. So
police escorts?
Yeah, well, so sometimes if your load is quite wide, you do require a police escort.
this is a small place. But thanks to good design, it doesn't feel small. Stepping inside, you feel a real sense of lightness. Thanks to the light-coloured plywood walls and ceiling, it's like you're on holiday, but in someone else's stylish Scandinavian home by the lake. The northern light streams through the higher-than-standard windows and long folding doors, opening up the house from deck to kitchen and living space. It's also a cost-effective way to extend or build. So the starting price, or the starting point, for the prefabricated folding house is around the 120k mark. How does that compare to other one-bedroom houses, say in the inner city or inner west?
If you do a bit of research, you'll find that you can buy granny flats for, I think, around 100,000 these days. I think that's a starting point for quite a low-spec, low-quality type granny flat. I guess in terms of an aim, we're trying to provide that quality and bespoke solution that you would get if you went with an architect and a bespoke building, which might put you in the realm of more like 250,000, 300,000 for that small house. We're trying to get that quality to people and also that sensitivity to their design and living requirements for somewhere closer to the price that a cheap solution would provide.
So you mentioned there are some barriers to homeowners buying modular houses, is that right?
Yeah, finances can be a difficult obstacle. With prefabricated or modular homes, because they're built in the factory, a lot of the banks find it difficult to justify progress payments for an asset that's not actually on the land. So paying for your modular home can be difficult with one of the main lenders. But there are ways around that. There are certain lenders that will look at modular homes. So I guess it just takes talking to the right people. A few years ago, we worked quite closely with UNSW Built Environment faculty and the CRC for Low Carbon Living. And the guys there helped us with a few reports that were all about getting our standard plans to 8-star ratings in all of the 8 climatic zones in Australia, which is quite a big task because there's quite a range in different climates and temperatures. We managed to get there in 7 out of the 8, which was great, and a lot of that was due to the hard work of the guys at UNSW and the CRC for Low Carbon Living. Those reports we've got online, and it really goes into how the homes are insulated, the use of double glazing, the position of windows and orientation, and the orientation of the homes.
Who are the sort of people that you're working with to build homes like this, or to build extensions? And are they in the city or are they out of the city?
We're finding that there's a lot of interest in the suburban context. There's a lot of people are interested in a prefab or modular solution for home extensions, where we provide a pavilion, let's say a pavilion in the backyard with a glass link back to an existing brick bungalow. And then from the contrast in the two materials, the two styles, that's what really makes the architecture sing. Yeah, so the home extensions market within the suburban context. And I think one of the drivers to that is that the standard home builders or extension builders are quite expensive compared to a new home build in Sydney, where the spec builders can do things for not a lot of money per square metre. Where we get to home extensions, it's harder to get better value, I think. And that's where people are starting to look at the modular solutions. Our other main market or area that we're getting a lot of interest is in regional areas, which is great for us because our folding product or our delivery and assembly system is designed around cheaper transportation. It enables us to deliver these architect quality homes to areas where it's quite hard to find traditional builders, where there's not a lot of trades. There the price does tend to go up just by the scarcity of the trades. So because we centralise and we're building in Sydney or in Blacktown, we've got the trades here. So it's just a question of folding up and then getting out to these areas and assembling the homes. So in some contexts, especially the more remote you get, this is maybe the only option that people have.
I want one. I do. A folding house. Teresa Tan there with architect Matthew Dynan. They are so much the go. And why not? A little bit of Scandinavian lakeside living in the comfort of your own suburban block.